Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Tina from Local Splash.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kyla. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I wanted to follow up because you and I had been going back and forth a little bit on the email and let you know that when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active on the account, but there isn't any active programming done. So what I can do for you just to make sure that you didn't lose out any time in the interim is once we get the payment up to speed, I can push the next one out 30 days. That way you won't have to worry about, say, you know, paying today and then paying another one on November 22nd, which is next week.
Okay, so I paid a day for October pretty much, right? What was due in October. And since there was nothing done on y'all's end, even though you still want payment, then you're saying that you're going to go ahead and do the ads and everything in November for the October payment.
Right, so the October ads were running up until the 22nd when the payment started failing, okay? But when you pay that October 22nd past due payment, you'll get another fresh batch of ads. So rather than charging you today, for instance, which is the 15th, and then charging you again next week, we would just push your next billing out to December 15th. So you'll get a whole fresh new batch of ads, and you'll be paid in full until December 15th.
Okay, so for me to cancel my service and not have to go through this again, I will need to call 3 days before the 15th?
Exactly. Yep. So rather than the billing date being the 22nd, I'll push it out to December 15th.
Okay. All right. And what is it, $299?
Correct.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay. And you said 3 days before the 15th, I'll call and cancel, and I won't have any more fees due, and there won't, and I will still have my ads that will be posted for the.
Exactly. Yep. And I'm confident, being that this is technically going into your second month of service, that you'll see such great results between now and December 15th that you're probably not going to want to cancel. But if you do, absolutely, just call us 3 business days prior to the 15th, and you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I just, I mean, I've done advertising and I mean, I have a commercial shooting on KBN television that I've had going for 6 months now. I haven't gotten any calls from that. I've gotten like 4 clicks onto my website, and I mean, it's not adding up. I hadn't had one job from online other than a Facebook ad that I ran myself.
I see. Okay. Well, that really explains your frustration, and I understand. But remember, because the timeline is 30 to 45 days and your account kind of went into a halt at the 30-day mark, you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and really start working well for you. Because the Facebook ads, those are already fluid. They're already running, and they ran up until the payment failed. But the value to our program is the first page placement on Google, because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated, you know, and you're right on the cusp of where that's going to start really paying off for you.
Okay. Well, we'll see how these next 2 weeks go, and if not, then I'll be sure to call 3 days before and take care of that, because I can't afford to pay out and not get anything in return. It'd be better for me to just take a day off and go meet hand in hand to people and hand out my card. You know, it saves a lot of money that way.
Yep. Yeah, and in essence, that's what being on Google will do. It will put Mind Over Matter Home Solutions in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. So now that it's coming to the full potential, like I said, you'll see a stronger impact on your business this month, and I'm confident that you're going to love it and you're going to want to continue. But if not, that's okay, too. You have a little bit more time to evaluate it.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, I have a new card. I had fraudulent charges on the last card, which caused the lapse in the payment to begin with. So if you're ready for that, I'll give it to you.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Kyla.
4584-1700-0368-1472.
Okay, expiration.
1025.
And the code on the back?
815.
And is it still the Williams Street for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, that makes it easy. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And you do have our contact information and everything still, right, in case you needed it for December 15th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So you're all good to go. So I'm glad that you got that taken care of, Kyla, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.